items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling the numbers in the back if you need it. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's office or on the Clark County website. Okay, the board members, Ellie Deaver, Chair, Kyle Myers, Vice Chair, PJ Dye, Donna Moore, and Sandra Walters. Secretary is Tammy Harris, and County Liaison, Dr. Brian Paulson. Call to order, invocation, Pledge of Allegiance. Jane, would you like to give the Pledge of Allegiance? If you would.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Ellie Deaver, I'm here. Kyle?
Here.
PJ?
Present.
Donna is absent. Sandra Walters?
Present.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction and not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair and or board by majority vote. Okay, I need approval of minutes for August 9th, 2017.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for August 9th, 2017.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, approval for agenda for September 13th, 2017, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I motion to approve the minutes for September 13th, 2017.
The agenda.
I'm sorry, the agenda for September 13th.
All in favor? Oh, I need a second.
Second to motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Good evening. My name is David Fricker. It's spelled R-I-C-K-E-R. I have a 625 Hobson.
Bridge.
Get this morning on the market.
He's coming to fix it.
Hey, you got to turn it on. My name is David Fricker, F-R-I-C-K-E-R, and 625 Hobson for the address. Calls for service and search line. In August of 2016, we had 19 up here. This year, August 2017, we have 23, so we're up just a little bit. Citations, we had 60 different citations. There were no battery, domestic violence, arrests, which is a good point. And we had one booking, and that was it. That's all the stats that we got. Any questions?
Janice Kostecki, 496 State Highway 164, and you'll have my last name. Okay, I just wanted to bring up, I haven't been seeing the police like we used to see them, like on Wednesdays, we'd see them all the time. And we have two vehicles that I know of here in town that have no license plates at all. And just as I was coming over here, I saw both of them. And one of them was pulling out of the Nugget and decided to be right in the center of
Cottonwood Cove Road,
going out onto 95. And we had to kind of go around him in the Bronco to get by him. So I think it's a real problem. They don't have plates, so that means they don't have insurance and they're not registered. And I think that we need to ask our police department to get on top of it. They live here, and they're here all the time, and they drive them all the time.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, officer. Okay. A report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Evening. Sergeant Hobbs, Nevada Highway Patrol, HUBBS. Our stats, we got 126 calls for service. We made 319 traffic stops, and we issued 342 citations. We arrested 13 people, and one of those was a DUI. We also let 12 crashes. Also, I want to apologize for my absence. Last month, I was in the middle of serving a felony warrant, so I was unable to make it. But also, I've talked about a new trooper coming, Trooper Hillman. He did pass the academy. He'll be starting his field training here in a couple weeks, but we're not going to see him here in the district until around December. I won't be able to bring him to the town board, unfortunately, and introduce him until January, because he doesn't come here in December until after town board. But that's a couple more months out. We'll have another body on the road. And I've also been notified that I have another trooper that's going into the academy, but they're just starting, so that's another year away before we get that body. So that's pretty much all I got. Any questions?
Jane?
Jane Aubrey, 210 North Montana Street, Searchlight, Nevada. I just want to thank the Highway Patrol and Metro who's ever been around and catching some of these people coming out of the cold. And I noticed one night when they were pouring out, there was nobody around, but I also noticed there were also people on down the street and up, so I appreciate that. You must be making some waves with somebody, because I did notice just recently some people seem to be slowing down and not wanting to pass in the middle. Okay, so it must be some working, but now that this holidays and things are over, it's not going to be as hectic and everything, but you just have to kind of knock them in the head once in a while, I guess.
The first year,
any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Received a report from a representative with Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Kim?
Hi. Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. We had 15 calls of service in the month of August, which was the same as the month of August in 2016. So no change there. The difference is we had 10 medical calls and 5 auto this year, and last year we had 3 fires. So fortunately, we have been down the number of fire calls we've been on, and that's good news. Actually, year to date, we had last year 12 fire calls, and this year we're only at 8. So that's fantastic news for the community, with no loss there. One of the good things that we had happen to the fire department is that we've had Judge Hill's son, Jeff Hill, join the fire department. He's officially gone through all of his background testing and physical, so he's officially on, and now we'll begin training. So that's great to have a new volunteer and someone helping out. As far as safety, one of the things, a program I brought to you last year was the Yellow Dot program that NDOT was doing, and what they were doing is they were having people fill out information and put it in your glove box and putting a yellow dot on the back of your car so that they could look in the glove box and know that there's information. When I was talking to a representative at DMV, they said the program hadn't really taken off. But one of the things that you can do is whenever you get your registration or your insurance is write down your phone number and put that in the glove box, because that's the first place that Highway Patrol or Metro is going to go to. So if you have that there for in case of emergencies for someone to, you know, can contact immediately, that will help. So definitely a good thing to think about for safety.
Any questions? Fine. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
You received a report from Judge Richard Hill with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Madam Chairman, Judge Hill, for a report on the four. I would like to add to Janice's comments to our officers while they're here. Not only are there, it's fairly blatant, there's no license plates just driving around. We have two that I can think of. One's probably a year and a half, a red Mustang with New Mexico license plates. There's another blue SUV, I'm not sure if it's a Ford or Chevy. Had Arizona plates for the last two or three years that I know of. I try to stay out of their business, you know. But it's pretty obvious that Searchlight could use a little bit of time, and it would become very obvious to them that these are things that could be addressed. And I want to thank Highway Patrol over Labor Day weekend. I was just out a couple times and saw your patrol cars out on Cotton Cove, and really appreciate that. And thank you for that. Okay, down to the report. Services of your court. Justice Court hears probable cause, arraignments, both felony and misdemeanors, preliminary hearings and misdemeanors, bond forfeitures, evictions, small claims, and civil matters where the amount of controversy does not exceed $10,000. Other duties performed by the Justice of the Peace include setting bail, issuing search warrants, summonses, protective orders, and arrest warrants, and marriages. Searchlight Court has one Justice of the Peace elected every 6 years. Okay. Arraignments this last month in August, we had two. We didn't have any preliminary hearings. Status checks, we had 5. Trials, we had 3. In custodies, we had 2. And our traffic court, we have the electronic survey stuff that we can look into Clark County Detention Center and do arraignments so that they don't have to have them transported out here. We call it a 72-hour video appearance. We had 15 of those in August. Let's see, traffic in court, we had 12. Court actions, we just mailed off 77 warrants. Evictions in August, we had 1. Protection orders, none. Let's see, citations combined is what we look at. Metro, Highway Patrol, and Park Service, we had 269 submitted to our court in August. All our court dates are open to the public and begin at 10 a.m. Criminal court next will be September 13th, traffic on the 14th. Criminal court again is on the 3rd, and then again on the 4th. And like I said, those are always open to the public, and they all begin at 10 a.m. Any questions?
Thank you very much. A report from the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Natalie couldn't be here this evening, so she provided me with this report. The system is stable and there are no major leaks to report. Water use for the month of August 2017 decreased by approximately 393,000 gallons when compared to the same time last year. In August 2017, residents used a little over 6,688,512 gallons. In August 2016, residents used 7,082,262 gallons. All the wells are currently operational and there are no other service issues to report.
We received a report from Greg Turner of Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system and water usage. Greg could not be with us this evening, so I'll read his report. The statistics for August 2017 treated an average of 42,000 gallons per day. August 2016 had an average of 42,000 gallons per day. There was no difference in gallons per day from last year to this time. No sewer complaints for the month of August 2017, and there were three call before you dig searchlight tickets received in August 2017. The Influent monthly flow chart, they have a chart in the back that you can see if you need to see this. It's in the back of the room. Okay, yes.
Yes, Castecki, 496 State Highway 164. I am having trouble with the water here in Searchlight. Twice in just the last 2 months, I have gotten brown water out of my faucet. So the first time I called, nothing happened. And this last time I called, they did come out. Unfortunately, they won't take the water that you collected. And by the time they came out, our water was clear. But they did go ahead and test the water that I had taken from an outside bib, same bib that they took water from. They sent me a report on the water that they took, stating that everything was within legal bounds, okay? Nothing written on here about what the water I had tested or brought out. That was in a phone call, so they didn't have it on paperwork to tell me that it was full of lead. So they are bringing more bottles out for me to retest my water next week. And they only wanted to test inside water because they wanted to blame it on my pipes under my house. Well, then they found out my pipes were plastic, so they're testing my outside water too. I just want everybody to make sure that when they grab a glass of water, if they drink the water here or anything like that, that they look at it before they drink it. Because I'm not sure where it's coming from yet, you know. So after they do this next test, then they'll start trying to figure out where the lead is coming from. Okay? Just for everybody to be aware.
Great, thank you.
Receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
How's everyone today?
Good.
We ran 8 programs for August 2017. In that number, I don't include our after-school program because it's not a program that you have to register for. You can just kind of walk in. So we don't count that in the programming number. I did put a different attendance number for it on here. So in those 8 programs over the course of the month, we had 787 visits in the building. That could be for any number of different things. It's just traffic in and out of the building and into our programs. The after-school program, which we started on August 14th, for August we did 120 visits, which is much, much higher than I had originally anticipated. So we're really happy with that. And our numbers are up really big for September so far early. So we're averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 kids a day, which is about double what I thought we were going to get. So we're really happy with that. And we've got some different plans and stuff going forward with that program, which I'll talk about in a minute. But And then for National Night Out, since that was in August, we estimated around 200 people that we serviced at that through the inflatables and all that kind of stuff. So, like I mentioned, on August 14th, we had our after-school program start. That runs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It is available from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Youth Center. It's what we refer to as open rec. So it is open. Kids can come in. We take kids from 5 years old all the way up to like 17. We have a couple of teenagers that come in and play pool and stuff like that. It's a free program. They come in. We have just spent about $300 on board games. We've spent countless hours cleaning the building and getting rid of equipment that was broken or, you know, not usable. We have some equipment still coming in that's on order, so we've really revamped it down there. If anyone had seen it maybe 6 months ago compared to what it looks like now, it looks totally different. We've cleaned out everything, vacuumed everything, scrubbed everything. So it looks really nice now. The crew that I have working down there Monday, Wednesday, Friday is doing a great job revamping bulletin boards, putting up rules, going over the rules with the kids, and just kind trying to get them to realize that it's the center is there for them, but if they don't take care of it, then they won't have anything to do when they get there. So that's our big thing right now is, you know, flushing toilets, putting stuff away, throwing away trash, all that kind of stuff. So they're doing a great job on it right now. I was fortunate enough to be able to use two people that I hired when they were 17. So they basically were trained by me. They know everything that I expect. They do a great job. So I'm really, really happy that they were able to come and help out. So really happy with that program. And we're looking forward to the attendance staying at least where it's at, if not going up. And then eventually working in some dual programming through that program with the library. That has been our goal since I got here, is to kind of do some dual programming with them. So we look forward to being able to start that pretty soon. Coming up this Friday, we have our movie in the park. It'll be down at the Searchlight Community Park. It is 100% free. We will have two pieces of our inflatable obstacle course out there that day. That'll be the first time that those pieces have made it here for National Night Out. We had the Bounce House and the Hungry Hungry Hippo one. So those will be two new pieces. They connect together. They're really fun. It's a great piece of equipment that we were able to get our hands on. Like I say them often all the time, this is the only area that has this equipment. No one else has it. I have an email list long of people in Vegas who want it for events, and they're all just waiting because I'm going to see where we need it out here before I agree to any events with them. So we're thrilled to have it. The movie is going to be Beauty and the Beast, the new one, the live action one. Like I said, it's free to everyone, so hopefully people come out. We will have our inflatables out there from 5:30 to 7 that the kids can go through and run around on for free. Then at 7 o'clock, we take the inflatable down, inflate the movie screen, and then we show the movie from right about 7:15 to 9 o'clock. Again, that's free, so people can come out. They can bring chairs, they can bring their own food, they can bring blankets and sit on the grass, whatever, and hopefully they enjoy the movie. So it's movies in the park is one of the things I really enjoy, so I hope we get some attendance at it, and have a reason to keep doing them and doing them and doing them. So I really like the program. All of that, of course, is weather permitting. Everything we have is inflatable. We're not allowed to stake anything down in the park, so we hope that there is no wind. hopefully no wind. That would be good. Another upcoming event is October 24th. I want to say off the top of my head that's a Tuesday. I believe it is. That is going to be the Halloween event. We're going to do that. I think traditionally they've done it in this room. So I think we're going to try to keep that idea, but we are going to use outside also a little bit and try to throw in some new games or some stuff that probably should be done outside as opposed to inside the building. And we look forward to being able to put up a couple pieces of our inflatable equipment that day also. So that's pretty much what we have going on. I don't have any updates on anything. Is there any questions for the board?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you hear anything about the swings at the park?
I did actually just talk with our maintenance guy about that last Friday. I just happened to be riding by and was like, hey, we're on our way here for something, and said, hey man, got anything on these swings? And he said he hasn't heard back from anyone yet on them, which to me is not uncommon that he wouldn't have just heard randomly from someone. So he, on Monday, he sent an email to them. I haven't seen him a lot this week in the first couple days, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it, but I know he sent an email because I got CC'd on it or copied on it. So hopefully we get a response on that, because like I said, when I originally reported it almost 3 months ago, 4 months ago, it was one of those things that on paper or when you hear it, you're like, oh, they just need a couple brackets for these swings. Let's get this done. But unfortunately, they have to go through certain vendors and certain things, and apparently it's a special order item because of the size of it. But I'm hoping that gets done here pretty quick, because that was our goal, was to have it done by the time school started. So hopefully we get that done here pretty fast. But I'll make a note on my paper here to reiterate and ask them about that.
Thank you.
Another question?
Dale Russell, RUSSELL 450 Waterspout. I noticed in the park there's some trees that are dying again. Lack of water. Because all the other trees in town are still green. There's four or five of them that are right along the road, and they're just leaping out already under, you know, they're losing their leaves. And it's got to be from lack of water. I hate to see those trees die and fall over like the rest of them have.
That's something I'd have to address with the maintenance crew. I don't actually have anything to do with the park maintenance. We're kind of, what I like to say is we're the fun side. But I can definitely, when I talk to you about the swings and stuff, we can look into that. I know in Laughlin we have a similar problem, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, but I know we have some trees out there in our park.
Shrubs.
Yeah, and stuff that have been dying off. Some of them have like a boar beetle infestation. I've asked a bunch of questions about it. And I don't know if that's the same case here, but I'll definitely, I'll add that on here, and I can kind of look into that. When I ask about the swings, we can see what's going on with that. Definitely.
Any other questions? Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. Okay. Receive a report from Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Amanda?
Hi, Amanda Oliver, OLIBER, 200 Michael Wendell Way. So August was really fun. It started off, I was able to attend late that National Night Out, so that was really fun. And then just a few days later, the Red Hat ladies invited me to lunch, which was delicious, and I brought the library's Keurig machine. Our last sort of summer presentation from the park rangers was on August 19th, and that was really fun. Thanks again to Parks and Rec for letting us the room. The kids got to set up tents, like they set it up themselves, and learned about sort of basic camping safety. And then last but not least, we ended the month on August 31st with our Sip and Paint, which was really great. Thanks again to Parks and Rec. Sorry some of us had to miss it. And just to let you know, we do at the library, we do have the ongoing, it's called Meet Up and Eat Up, but it is a, the kids can come in, normally they just come in after school, and they can have a snack, which is provided from 3 Square. We are working on cleaning up after ourselves and things like that. We don't have a ton going on in September, except for in terms of what's library-led, except for Sip and Paint at the end of the month on Thursday, September 28th. We're hoping Parks and Rec will, we're hoping the park rangers will come and again in November. So that's what the lady told me. So, and thanks as always to Parks and Rec for being such a great neighbor and park for us.
Any questions? Thanks, Amanda.
Okay, report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activity in the area and other related concerns. Okay, receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Janice Kostecki, 496 State Highway 164. Tomorrow, the Senior Center will be having a board meeting at 3 o'clock, and the public is welcome. Dinner at 4:30 will be pizza, salad bar, and pudding. Bingo at 6. There's pool. They play pool every Monday and Friday. Mondays at 9, Fridays at 5. Exercise every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, led by Sue, at 9 a.m. Bible study every Tuesday at 6 p.m. The next book club will be held Tuesday the 19th at 10:30 a.m. And the Laughlin Food Bank Sober Rider Bus will be coming on the 20th at 9 a.m.
Great. Any questions? Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Okay. Announcement of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Judy Wendorf, Grand Paws Road, and Henderson. Some of you may be familiar with the Mojave Trail. What is it? Anyway, Mojave Desert Preservation Group down in Goffs. They have an annual rendezvous, and that is on October 6th through the 8th, 2017. And it's very interesting. If you go down there, they have, I think it's a potluck and barbecue Saturday night. Costs $10 to get in, and then donations. And I'm going to leave the phone number for the group with Jane, because they actually have mining equipment that has been renovated, and they run at that time, like stamp mills. They have a wonderful library and archive of history of the East Mojave. So it's well worth the trip. They sometimes have artists and everything down there for the three-day weekend. So,
what day again? October?
October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Saturday the 7th being when most of the activities are. This little newsletter really doesn't... we've gone several times, both stayed over down there, camped, or just gone down for the day. But it's kind of an amazing place for history of the whole East Mojave, including this area.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concern.
This month I have no report.
Thank you. Planning and zoning, we have none. Okay, here we come. General business. I'll read it first. Nominated representative and an alternative to serve on the Community Development Advisory Committee, the CDAC, and take action deemed appropriate. Now, right now we have two people that have been our reps before, and they have volunteered to do it again. And it'd be, I'll just read this to you, Judy Bundorf for representative and Jennifer Walker for the alternate. Okay, does anybody else want to volunteer for this? Okay, so we'll nominate Judy Bundorf and Jennifer Walker. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we nominate Judy Bundorf and Jennifer Walker for CDAC.
Representative.
Just
make sure which one's which.
Judy Bundorf as representative and Jennifer Walker as backup.
I'd like to second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Okay, and next, I'll receive an update from Kim Colton on status of Searchlight Banner Flags Project. Kim?
Kim Colton, 673 U.S. Highway 95. So last month, we were able to report that we had received a permit application to install the banners on the highway. And this month we get to announce that we received a grant from Community Grant Program for $500. Thank you to Dr. Paulson for helping facilitate that. So I've provided you with some draft pictures of what the banners are going to be. We can modify the colors, but generally that's the gist of what we'd like to do. What it will say is you come into town on both directions, so the banners have side A and side B. Mm-hmm. So as you're coming into town, you would see Welcome to Searchlight Nevada, and then the next set would be the yellow set, mm-hmm. so it would be in the middle of town, and we'd just say historical mining on one side and ranching on the other, and vice versa on the other side of the street, across from it. And then as you leave town, it would say, please drive safely. So I'm hoping and welcoming any suggestions. Bill McGinnis had a comment to put established 1898, which we would do on the please drive safely on the way out, is where I was thinking of putting it. So I'm very glad to finally get this moving. And then the only other requirement is to work with Public Works and follow through with all of the permit requirements. And we have Dale Smith with NDOT, who has generously offered to help us with that part of it.
So it's $500, that's all the project costs?
So far the six banners, yes, the startup costs are about $550. So I'll be covering the difference between myself and Bill McGinnis. As the grant applicants, just the difference. But like I said, we were fortunate to get the $500 to get the seed money to get it started. And Dr. Paulson had mentioned that when we add additional banners or American flags, that he will help us with an amendment as needed. So it's been 6 months, but we're glad to get this fire. So hopefully have it done within the next month.
That soon?
Yeah, hopefully.
Do you want to ask for a preference for these now, or do you want to?
Sure. Any comments from you? And I haven't had a chance to distribute any, and I was late to get them out. I can pass them around right now through the. But we'd be glad to take any comments from the board.
Mm-hmm. I like the establishment 1898.
I do too. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be added.
1898 established. That sounds really good.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the colors. Oh, what I did not mention. This is very cool, I think. So I might modify the colors on the middle flag to the gold. Not sure how they look. We were trying to go with Nevada State flag colors. So the picture that's got the mining axe and shovel and gold pan. So I took the photo, and it was Bill McGinnis's shovel, Jimmy Myers. Pick and then my gold pan. So we got everybody involved. There's a photo on there also that was from Jane, that Jane drew for the centennial. That's the picture of the state of Nevada with the duplex mine, and Jane drew that herself. So we were able to use that. And then you'll see the ranching area, and we've got the backdrop is Jane's photo, and then we have a horse. And rider on that, and that is actually Robert Marshall. Hmm. So we've tried to incorporate a little bit of the town in all of it so that it's something that we can all be proud of and know that we have great community spirit in this.
I think it's great, yes.
Very good. Perfect, thank you. Oh, Jane's coming up.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that if there is need of additional funds, I'm sure the Museum Guild and others in the town will be able to come forward with some funding.
We've only been approved for six at this time,
yeah.
But in the future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We thank you very much, Jane, and the Museum Guild, because with our winds here, we are not sure quite how long the banners will last. We're hoping longer than the Terrible Hurts flag. Yeah. So.
Any other questions?
Great. I'll have the pictures available after the meeting, so please feel free to come up and let me know any suggestions or color changes or anything. And thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Okay, next. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address,
and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Any question? Committee?
Good evening, Madam Chairman and the rest of the board. My name is Mark LeDuc. I'm the Chief Operating Officer. Oh, sorry, Mark LeDuc, L-E-D-U-C. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Newcastle Gold. We're the operators out at the old Viceroy Mine, out in the Hart Mine District at on the Castle Mountains. This is our first time here at the committee. We'd like to come here more. It's basically a start of a community outreach that we're trying to do and get to know our neighbors' situation. Just to let you know what we're doing out there. We did have 7 drills out there. I'm sure many of the people saw lane drilling or major drilling, drill trucks. Some of the drillers were staying here, so those were the folks working out for us. Right now we have 2 drills working out there, one putting in a water monitoring well and then continuing in exploration. We'll be exploring probably till Christmas at least. We are pretty well funded, so the goal of the whole thing is to restart the mine out there. There's quite a large resource. We just put out a press release with 5.6 million ounces of gold out there. And so we're pretty active in doing things. And the group we work with is pretty committed to the project. So anyway, mostly I just wanted to come and say hi. And so we put a face to a name and just start interacting with you more. And, you know, hopefully we can have a nice mine out there and have lots of people working there and providing, you know, improvements to everything, just kind of the way it was back in the late 90s. If you have any questions, or I hope maybe after a meeting we can...
This is not a discussion item. You're not on the...
Yeah. Oh, I'm not.
So we can't entertain discussion.
Okay.
If you ask to be on the agenda, I put you on the agenda.
Next time you come, you can put on the agenda, and then you can take questions.
Okay. That's how we're... Yeah, we'd love to maybe do that.
Otherwise, we have to say no open meeting while we can.
Okay. Put them on the agenda.
Well, see that. We can talk to Dr. Paulson about it being on the agenda.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyone else? Kim.
Kim Colton, 673 U.S. Highway 95. And yes, I would love to see them on the agenda and be able to answer questions such as what sort of employment opportunities that we'll be able to bring to the town and to help the town grow. And thank them for coming. We really appreciate that very much.
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Our next meeting is October 11th,
2017. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, everybody, for coming.